Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up? Here we go. Man. Hey, I wanted to mention something. 18 weeks ago, I apologize, 19 weeks ago, America had 53 COVID-19 cases. I repeat, 19 weeks ago, America had 53 COVID-19 cases. Today, 3 million. Yesterday, 60,000 in one day. Man, it's amazing. All right, let's get right into it. So what I'm being told is the county is going to say to restaurant owners in Allegheny County that have been shut down, you can, other than takeout, you can serve people food outside and you can give them drinks outside. Is that enough? Will that make a difference? And the same rules will apply in the four surrounding counties. I want to snag Joe Tambellini from Tambellini's to get his take. Joe, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
All right. As this gets put into place, is this something that helps your restaurant and other restaurants, sir?
Well, it's like opening up a new business here again. So it's like takeout on steroids. And in case anybody noticed, welcome to Pittsburgh, where the weather, if you don't like it, just wait a minute, right?
Right.
So while we in particular have a little bit of an awning and we can drop the sides and accommodate some tables out there, I mean, it's like opening a new business. So you plan on doing some takeout, hopefully, and you see folks outside, and you plan to, you know, do a little bit of business outside. And if it rains or it's inclement weather, it gets really windy, you take the food and do what with it? It's
or it's 94 degrees. I mean,
94 degrees, people cancel or people don't want to come out because it's hot. What do you do with the food that you planned on using? That's a little bit rough, So it just adds a new, it's like takeout on steroids. Does it help? Yeah, most places don't really have outdoor dining unless they get really sharp with their trying to do. I mean, it's hard to say what people can do here.
Does it help? Does it help you stay open, Joe?
I mean, we're already, you're already skimming the surface at this point anyhow. I mean, everybody's so close. I mean, you saw yesterday places falling off. I mean, those numbers, we need to start like a COVID closing list. I mean, people are just dropping off like flies at this point. Now it's going to, it's going to get really, really bad. There's already people were on the brink. This doesn't really do much to help.
And
it's the short, I said this before, and I don't want to, I'm not going to stand around and finger point, but. So they made a mandate that you had to certain CDC guidelines we had to follow in order to get open. Certain places didn't follow it.
Right.
A lot of places, like my man Glenn Hawley out at Napa Prime and off the hook, you know, I was out there. God, he did so much. He really made everything to do. We did everything we could possibly do. We had the pens. I mean, we did everything. And they didn't enforce their own mandate. You know, they didn't enforce with their own guidelines. And then they said, oh, people weren't paying attention to it. Well, I don't have a police force. We're a restaurant industry. We don't have cops to go out there and enforce their mandates or enforce their guidelines. Enforce it. You know, get people out there and say, man, you're closed. You don't enforce it. You got to close.
So Nola's gone. Spoon is gone.
Spoon fell out. Alexander's already closed. The list goes on and on. There's quite a few, and I'm not thinking of them right off the top of my head. Union Standard's gone. Yeah, it's bad. I mean, downtown, those poor folks downtown. As you and I had talked about before, I mean, downtown it's bad. No events, no restaurants. What's bringing folks downtown? There's a little bit of civil unrest going on in town, combined with everything else. Now what? Now what do you do? This decision here, I mean, we brought some really good ideas to the table. You have to purchase a meal to buy alcohol. Maybe you serve alcohol till 10:30, till 10 o'clock after people have to evacuate. You know, people have to be gone by 10:30. We brought some really good ideas to the table. The PRLA, Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association, we also brought to the table some ideas. One was called the Restaurant Promise, where you would put in your county health department permit, your health number, and your liquor license number, put it on the line, basically sign off that you will follow all the guidelines.
Nice.
And all the procedures, and you recognize that by not following these guidelines, you're risking your health permit and your liquor license. We brought that to the table.
So Wall Street Journal reports that more than 30,000 restaurants have closed already around the country, and that 30 to 40% of your business will never open again. Do you believe that?
Oh, I think that's modest at best.
Really?
I think it's modest. To say 30 to 40, no, I think that's wrong.
Wow.
Honestly, and again, in my meager 41 years in the industry, that's modest. That's really... light. It's going to be way more than that.
Wow.
I think you're going to start to see even some of the bigs close. And what's not helping is this constant change.
Right.
This constant, okay, you can open. No, we pull back. No, you can do outdoor dining. No, we pull back. No, you can have people inside. No, you can put... That's rough, too. That's, again, this isn't like opening a clothing store. You go in, you turn on the lights, you turn on the air conditioning, and you're open. Oh, you can't be open. Okay, we close. It takes days. I was on the phone yesterday with multiple, countless restaurateurs. I can't even tell you. And people are saying, "Well, what do? We have to start getting ready now for the weekend. Mm. You know, we have to start purchasing. You got to purchase the stuff. You got to prep it. It's not. This isn't turning on a light switch.
All right, man.
You're making a. I'm going to stay closed this week, just because." I can't make the preparations in time to get ready.
I get it.
I mean, it's just not how that works. It's a constant roller coaster ride. They gotta pick something and enforce it. Even still, so I'm not allowed to have people inside. So what's my penalty? Are they going to close me? Are they going to come in and say they're going to slap my wrist and say, oh, you're not allowed to be inside? We have to find a way to coexist. I mean, this isn't going to go away anymore.
No, it isn't. Could be a year.
So you need to find a way for restaurants and bars to stay open. We need to, or let's just shut the whole economy down.
Everything.
Let's just shut everything down. We'll go back to, hunting and fishing, I guess.
Which you would do. Joe Tamalini, you got to go. Thanks, my man.
What do you do?
I don't know.
Marty.
Thank you. It's rough.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.